Book reviews. Picture books. A Sock is a Pocket for Your Toes by Elizabeth Garton Scanlon. Illustrated by Robin Preece Glasser. Did you ever think that a nest is a pocket for a bird? Or a bathtub is a pocket full of suds? Find out what other kinds of pockets are all around you, wherever you live. The Lion and the Mouse by Jerry Pinkney. In this wordless retelling of a classic folktale, the king of the jungle learns that even a small creature can bring about an important act of kindness. Fiction for children ages 5 to 9. Frog and Toad All Year by Arnold Lobel. Frog and Toad make their way through the seasons as they go sledding, look for spring, rake leaves, and try to keep their ice cream from melting. The Best Loved Doll by Rebecca Cottle. Illustrated by Elliot Gilbert. Betsy has four dolls that are all special to her for different reasons. When Betsy gets invited to a party, she must decide which of her dolls to take with her. The best dressed, the most talented, the oldest, or the doll that is the most worn out. Which one do you think Betsy takes to the party? Fiction for children ages 10 to 12. Stone Fox by John Reynolds Gardner. Illustrated by Marcia Seawall. When Willie's grandfather gets sick, Willie is determined to earn the money to save their farm. Willie enters a sled race with his loyal dog Searchlight. But will he be able to win against the stern and unbeatable Stone Fox? Sarah Plain and Tall by Patricia McLaughlin. Caleb and Anna's papa hasn't sung since Mama died. But after Papa puts an ad in a newspaper for a wife, things start to change on their farm when Sarah comes. The children grow to love her, but will the faraway ocean that Sarah misses pull her away from the prairie? Nonfiction. Comets, Stars, the Moon, and Mars by Douglas Florian. Soar through the solar system and beyond as you read these poems about the universe. Some might make you laugh, and you'll find out what happened to Pluto. Grow it. Cook it. Have you ever wanted to grow your own garden? This book shows you how, with colorful photos and easy-to-follow instructions. There are also recipes to make using your homegrown fruits and veggies. Note: these reviews do not constitute official church endorsement of these books, but the books have been carefully reviewed to ensure that church standards are observed. Please note, occasionally, characters who are not members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints do not follow the Word of Wisdom. End of book reviews.